following podcast is a production of St. James Episcopal Church in Skaneateles, New York, and features thoughts and musical reflections based on the lectionary for this week. It is available on our website and Apple Podcasts. All music is licensed to St. James for streaming by One License and Christian Copyright Licensing International. For more information, visit stjamesskan.org.
Good morning. Welcome to the second Sunday in Advent. For those present here in the nave and to those worshiping online, a warm welcome. For those online, please do let us know your names and where you are, and feel free to chat amongst yourselves. I invite you now to stand and let us offer our voices in song in worship of God.
Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
In the 15th year of the reign of Emperor Tiberius, When Pontius Pilate was governor of Judea and Herod was ruler of Galilee, and his brother Philip, ruler of the region of Iturea and Trachonitis, and Lysanias, ruler of Abilene. During the high priesthood of Annas and Caiaphas, the word of God came to John, son of Zechariah, in the wilderness. He went into all the region around the Jordan, proclaiming a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins, as it is written in the book of the words of the prophet Isaiah. The voice of one crying in the wilderness, "Prepare the way of the Lord, make his path straight. Every valley shall be filled, and every mountain and hill shall be made low, and the crooked shall be made straight, and the rough ways made smooth, and all the flesh shall see the salvation of God." The Gospel of the Lord.
Please be seated.
Good morning, everyone.
During this fall, St. James has had a series of sermon dialogues. On August 29th, we heard from three members of the congregation who are joining religious orders as lay people. On October 3rd, we heard from Gary Mann, who shared with us about our partnership with the Auburn Rescue Mission at Merriman Circle. On November 14th, five people training to serve as spiritual directors spoke about providing that opportunity in this community. Today, we have John Buderbaugh, who is preparing for a mission to Sri Lanka with the Young Adult Service Corps. And the interesting thing to me about this series, well, one of the interesting things to me about this series of sermon dialogues is that we didn't actually plan it in advance. But each of these dialogues was scheduled because something significant was stirring that I thought the congregation needed to hear about. So this series, in total, each of these four sermon dialogues, represents the reality that all of these people, in a wide variety of ways, are hearing and responding to the prompting of the Holy Spirit in their lives. And I have given over the sermon time on these four Sundays because it is so inspiring and encouraging for all of us who are trying to do the same thing in our own lives, to hear and respond to the prompting of the Holy Spirit, to hear from those who are doing it in such a clear and concrete way. So thank you, John, for taking the time to speak with us this morning. John and his family have been members here at St. James for 15 years. John graduated from Geneseo and went on to get a master's degree in special education, and then invested 5 years teaching in an inner city school at the eighth grade level. But in 2020, John, you left that position to pursue an assignment with the Young Adult Service Corps, which has been delayed until now by the pandemic. So the first question that I think would be really helpful is for you to just say a little bit about the Young Adult Service Corps, because I didn't know about it until John came and asked if we would sponsor him. And so I would guess that many of you also are not familiar with the Young Adult Service Corps.
Of course. So the Young Adult Service Corps is essentially the Episcopalian version of the Peace Corps. And so they send young folks ages 18 to 30 to different placements all around the world. They've had so many different placements in these past few years. And it's, you know, asset-based community development and building on the strengths of the local culture and really learning from these people, not just us teaching them. And I'm very excited about it because it has that faith-based component, and I've always felt so comfortable with that.
So I think it's pretty extraordinary that someone who's invested 7 years in education and 5 in a profession makes the decision to stop and do something else. What was going on in your life at the time that prompted you to do that?
Well, I want to try to stay positive. With the work that I had, it was, you know, very challenging. There was there were a lot of parents who were involved, but then there are some that you know, the involvement is different. And so I wanted to try to see what else is out there and have an opportunity to see if I have some place within the church, some sort of a calling that I can explore going forward. And you know, as I said before, I've always felt at home. I've always felt so comfortable in the faith-based setting. You know, when I did the youth retreats when in high school, you know, it was so easy to make friends, and because there's this common language that we speak.
So I know, John, these folks don't know that when you and I first talked, you were planning on going to the Philippines, and that was a really exciting possibility for you. But you're going to Sri Lanka. How did that come about? What was the process that led you to say yes to such a different assignment?
Right. So, you know, part of, you know, I knew, you know, going in that the Philippines was going to be closed. It was pretty much a foregone conclusion that it was going to take a very long time for it to open back up. So I knew that the placement was going to be somewhere else. When I heard about Sri Lanka for the first time, I was a little apprehensive. I had heard of Sri Lanka before, but I didn't know too much about it. And the more I researched it, and you know, the more I was just fascinated by the diversity of its cultures, all the different colonial influences, you know, Portuguese, Dutch, English, and it just makes it such a rich tapestry of customs and practices. This is just fascinating, and getting to talk with some of the people in Sri Lanka really opened my eyes to see not only how interested I would be in it, but the fit of working in schools, providing mental health support, and these were things that I wanted to do.
So you've kind of you've sort of begun to answer my next question. So what are the details that you know about what you will be doing there, what you might be doing there?
Right. So the plan is to place me in one of their Anglican schools in Sri Lanka, because the government of Sri Lanka assigns these schools to churches, partly because the education spending is limited. So they have these churches take these schools under their wing, and the bishop there, he has worked in so many different schools. He's been a headmaster, so I don't have any doubt that he'll be able to find me a good placement. And then as far as the mental health support, there's recently, I just got a newsletter about these women and just having a tough go of it in not being able to work because of these lockdowns, and providing them the coping mechanisms to work through that. It's really interesting.
So where will you be living? Who will you be reporting to? How are you going to sort through the things you don't know?
Well, as with you, the bishop will be my boss. So I'll be directly reporting to him, and I'll be staying in the guest apartment on the cathedral grounds where he's based. So I'm very glad that we have that clarified. So That way, you know, I'll be able to just go from not the rectory, but just this similar situation that you have in being very close to the Sunday services.
But there's some unknown.
There is.
And how do you feel about that?
Well, I have to imagine, like, what is the worst case scenario? And
are your parents here? You might just do this.
Hi, Mom.
Worst case scenario.
I just meant, like, what's the worst job that they could give me? Like, I don't know, cleaning bathrooms or... I was like, you know, I'm fine with cleaning bathrooms if that's what they need. But I'm sure they want me to do something that's going to be very impactful and meaningful in people's lives, and I'm going to have their support. So as far as the unknowns, I just think about what are the possibilities. Am I okay with those possibilities? And I say yes.
So you are a pioneer. You're a pioneer for the Young Adult Service Corps because they've never been in Sri Lanka before. But you're pioneering for us in a sense because we have never had a YASCR, as they call you, at least not in my time. So I'm just appreciative that you're actually going to be connecting us to this country and this culture and the work that you're going to be doing. But tell us how that connection is going to happen.
Mm-hmm. So I've actually... already started a blog. It's yaskinsrilanka.wordpress.com. I've already written some blog posts about what I'm planning to be doing, what, you know, how people here can be involved. There's going to be a weekly post when, you know, upon arriving there. I'm going to try to have a monthly video. So part of what I want to do is, you know, whatever support I'm receiving from you are seeing what the impact of that is. Like, you know, you helped Piyumal, let's say that's his name, learn English or something like that. So that I really want people to feel like they're making an impact. And, you know, people deep down really do want to give. They want a very specific reason to give.
So one of the beauties of doing mission work in this day and time is the technology. Mm-hmm. And so because we have this phenomenal tech team here at St. James, Laura Pasesnik has already created a web page. If you go to our website, on the toolbar at the top, it says news. And if you click on that, the drop-down menu will have John B. Sri Lanka. It's kind of all crammed together in one word, so you have to read a foreign language to. But it's there, and very easy access to information about what John is doing, and we're going to try to have the posts there for you to see. And there's a way to click on the link that goes directly to his blog, which is far more extensive than what we have on our webpage. So you're going to be asking for a variety of kinds of support. Part of it is asking people to engage and read and understand what you're doing. I think communication is one of those things you'd love to hear from us.
Oh, yeah.
In the same way that we're hearing from you. I think it's very encouraging to know people at home are paying attention and praying for you and reading what you're writing. Also, we have one of the requirements for John is that we raise $5,000, that he raises $5,000, which he'll do through his blog and the website, but part of that is on us. And so you can go and you can pay for his vaccinations, you can provide a week of food, there's a whole variety of ways that you've made it very specific that people can participate. So
Right. That's
part of the encouragement. Do you want to say anything else about that, John?
Yeah, sure. The breakdown of the different expenses is on my site. It's not like, oh, here's the invoice and then you pay. It's all going into the St. James account. So it's being processed locally, and I want to thank our parish accountant, Nicole Bova, for making this system happen so seamlessly. And the big thing is I just want people to really have a concrete understanding of really where every dollar goes. And so, you know, people can, you know, just tie the amount to whatever the particular expense is, whether it's food costs for a certain amount of time, or, you know, this amount of money pays for a day or a week or a month. And already I've had two sets of donations that amount to a week. So when I'm doing these blog posts, I'll be writing things in the beginning that say, I want to thank these people for helping make this week possible, because that's the impact that they made. So
time frame, when are you going? How long are you going to stay?
So the projected start date is January 15th. We have to apply for a visa, and it's a very interesting, elaborate process that goes through seven different agencies. So
prayers for that.
Yes. Yes. Yep. And so they asked me, do you want to do 6 months or 12 months? I said, well, let's start with six. And then if things keep going smoothly, we can extend that to 12. You know, in the back of my mind, you know, I know the situation that we're all in. And so I just said, let's start with six. But the visa we're applying for covers 12 months, so that we don't have to reapply for that.
And John is planning to continue updating us between now and when he leaves in January, and we are going to pray for him at all three Sunday services on January 9th, lay hands on him and commission him, send him off. And you will continue to keep us updated between now and then and long afterwards. And will you come back and share your experience with us?
I think I'd rather like that, yes. Yeah, I do want to give a shout out to some people who are here today. We have Fiona Foley. She spent her a year or so, right, in Sri Lanka as a student. And Margie Ambridge, she's also here today. She was working in Habitat for Humanity in Sri Lanka. So we already have these connections here.
And Linda Lavery's
family.
Linda
Lavery's daughter, Mandy, was there for a year or so, and just before the Civil War, so it's a different... But yeah, we definitely have these connections with Sri Lanka already, and it feels like that's really helping line things up. And when I think about those unknowns,
yeah,
you know, I already have so many knowns.
The way has been prepared, as we say in Advent.
Right.
Yeah.
Yep. John the Baptist, and then now John the Buddha Bao.
And John's got some really interesting pictures on his blog site of the things that come from Sri Lanka, stuff that I never knew. So do take a look at that. And he'll be standing at the back at the close of the service to answer questions and just to have you greet him. So thank you, John.
Wherever you are on your journey of faith, all are welcome here. For more information about this or any program offered by St. James, visit stjamesskan.org.